Oh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode sponsored by Lease End. Before you return your leased car, stop. You could be handing back the exact car you should keep. If you already love the car in your driveway, Lease End makes buying it out simple. No dealership pressure, no back and forth, just a straightforward way to keep the car you already know and trust. Tell Lease End what you're driving, and Lease End handles the financing, so you can buy it out quickly, often with better terms than the dealership. Why give back the car you already love? With Lease End, you can keep what's already yours in every way that matters. Visit leaseend.com. That's leaseend.com before your lease is up. Lease End. Keep the car. Skip the dealership.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode sponsored by Lease End. Before you return your leased car, stop. You could be handing back the exact car you should keep. If you already love the car in your driveway, Lease End makes buying it out simple. No dealership pressure, no back and forth, just a straightforward way to keep the car you already know and trust. Tell Lease End what you're driving, and Lease End handles the financing, so you can buy it out quickly, often with better terms than the dealership. Why give back the car you already love? With Lease End, you can keep what's already yours in every way that matters. Visit leaseend.com. That's leaseend.com before your lease is up. Lease End. Keep the car. Skip the dealership.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
The holidays can be stressful enough without having ghosts make themselves known. I'm sure a lot of you today are feeling that way. Maybe as we are releasing this episode on Christmas Day of 2019, maybe you're tuning in and you're at a holiday get-together. Maybe you snuck away off to the den, off to a porch, off to a bathroom, off to wherever it is you can just kind of go away and have your own space and escape. I'm probably doing that because, you know, it can be stressful. Sometimes you need a little room to breathe. So I'm happy I can be here on this day with you and share another ghost story. This next one picks up where a family returns from holiday celebrations, get in their house, and they realize, what the hell? Things are more than just slightly out of order. They're maniacally out of order in very peculiar ways. Take a listen. My mother and I returned home on New Year's night. My sister arrived just as we did, being dropped off by her friend's parents. When we entered the apartment, the Christmas tree once again laid on its side with the lights on. I had turned them off the day before when my mom and sister had left the apartment. There was a chill in the air. Mom went to the thermostat to adjust the temperature. She noted that it was turned up to 70 degrees Fahrenheit, but it was freezing in the apartment still. She turned it up another 5 degrees and stated she would contact the landlord next morning. I was exhausted. I went to the door of my bedroom to go in and get ready for bed, and all of a sudden, I heard my sister scream. I ran out of my room, meeting up with my mom in the hallway right outside of my sister's room. The door was closed. I reached out to turn the door handle, and it was freezing to the touch. We entered her room. My sister was standing in the middle of the room with tears streaming down her cheeks, her eyes wide. All her clothes had been taken out of the dresser and closet and were thrown about the room randomly. Some hung from the mirror, some hung from the ceiling fan, falling off the bed, on the floor, everywhere. She had two dolls on her bed. Both had their plastic heads removed and placed next to them, with their faces in the pillow. At this point, I stood there with my mouth hanging open. Mom ran to the door to check for signs of forced entry. Of course, there were none. I ran back to my room, opened the door to find almost an identical sight. There were no dolls in my room, but all the clothes were thrown everywhere, and every one of my books was on the floor face down. There's at least 100 or so paperback books on the shelf, and not one of them had managed to land face up on the floor. We then, all three of us, went to my mom's room, opened the door, and absolutely nothing was out of place except her pillows. She had two heart-shaped pillows that always sat in the middle of her bed. One of the pillows had my name stitched on it. The other had my sister's name. Both pillows were on the floor, upside down, side by side. At this point, my mom began to look a little frantic herself. My mom had been through a lot in her life, and at this point, very little seemed to ruffle her, but this did. She told me she was going upstairs to knock on the neighbor's door to see if they had seen anyone near or heard anyone in our apartment. My sister and I, still in a bit of daze, just shook our heads. In the apartment we lived in, the only way to get to the neighbors was to go outside and around the side and up the stairs and knock on their doors. I heard the front door open and close. I looked down at my sister, who was still crying, and told her we needed to go to the kitchen, have some hot chocolate, and veg out in front of the television. I let her know we would clean up my bed and she could bunk with me for the night, as I had a double bed and we would start cleaning the mess in the morning. She seemed to relax a bit with that suggestion. We walked down the short corridor to the kitchen. I just gotten the cocoa and the milk out. I was opening the cabinet to get a pan, and the laughing started again. It was just as it had been the night before. It seemed to be coming from everywhere all at once, as if on a speaker system. We just stood there and looked at each other. I did not have to ask if she had heard it. I could tell by the way she was looking at me. Both my sister and I took off running for the front door at a dead heat. My mom was just coming back up the walk from the side of the house to the door. I could see behind my mom about 20 feet away, the gray woman. She appeared to be hovering about 7 feet off the ground again and waving at me. I could not see her eyes as it was dark, but I could feel the stare. Somehow I also knew she was smiling as before. I stood there for a few moments, finally coming out of my stupor, when Mom asked me if I would move to let her in. I stepped aside as I turned back to the window to see if the woman was still there. She was gone. My mom looked out and asked what I saw. I shook my head and told her it was nothing. My sister was standing there and she had been frightened enough already. Mom advised us that our direct upstairs neighbors heard some vague movement in the apartment and some laughter, but they thought we were home. Mom told them we had not been home and asked if they saw anyone coming or going. They stated that they hadn't. They'd been home all day and the night before. We slept well, at least without incident that night, and repaired the damage to the rooms. Mom called the landlord. He came over within an hour. He checked the furnace and advised us it was in working order. He changed the deadbolts on the front door and back door, although we never used the back door. All I can do is truly hope that maybe whatever it was that caused these items to be placed in such strange order was in fact due to the living, and these locks would keep that person away, because I don't know that these locks would ever keep a spirit with a vengeance out of our home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode's sponsored by Good Ranchers. Most people don't realize this, but over 85% of the grass-fed beef sold in the U.S. is actually imported from overseas. It's a system that often pushes out American farmers and ranchers. That's why it matters to be intentional about where you buy your meat. That's why I choose Good Ranchers. Good Ranchers connects you directly with local American farms and ranches. 100% American meat, pasture-raised, no antibiotics, no added hormones. Delivered straight to your door. Make the switch to better meat. Go to GoodRanchers.com to start your plan and get premium American meat delivered right to your door. That's GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com.
spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.